Got to make sure you record it. What's up, everybody? It is your man, CL King, coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. How is everybody doing? This is Impact Life 24/7. You got it, right? I'm here located in Eastern Carolina, the home of Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And you know, every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we come to you with some high-octane impact. Why? Because we are tired of all the negativity that is swirling around in the atmosphere. So we said, you know, we can sit back and lament about why things are the way they are, or we can just go after it and make an impact ourselves. And you know, we're very exclusive on who we allow on this prestigious show. And so when I encountered our guest tonight, I was just like, you know what? We got to get this brother on the show because of what he's doing. In his early 20s, Nate was a business owner chasing success while dealing with a secret drug addiction. After constantly hitting rock bottom, hurting everyone close, waking up in jail, and losing everything, Nate went on a journey of changing his decisions, his mindset, and his habits, which helped him create his own comeback story. That's what I'm talking about. He quickly found that there were other people just like him who were stuck believing that there was a lie that they would never change. And so he said, you know what? I'm going to change this. I'm going to get on stage. I'm going to be a coach. I'm going to help people turn their life around. Why? Because I turned my life around. See, he wrote a book. It says, the title of his book says, "You'll Never Change." I know, you can see that. Those of you watching us live, you can see that book behind him, and it's screaming at you right now. The book says, that he wrote says, "You'll Never Change." It was a story, a narrative that Nate Dukes told himself. Man, I'm never going to change. I'm constantly going to fail. I'm always going to hit rock bottom. Until one day he realized that was just a lie. It was in the battlefield of his mind that he had to wage combat. And when he won the war in his mind to realize you will change, Nate, then guess what he did? He changed and he began to change other people around the world. So I want y'all to put y'all hands together and join me in welcoming into our virtual studios the one and only from Youngstown, Ohio, Nate Dukes. Welcome, Nate.
Listen, man, what an introduction. I tell you, I have been on a lot of shows. This is by far the best intro that I've ever had. Second to that, I've done a lot of listening to this show over the last few months. And I'll tell you, I've really fallen in love with it. I've become a fan of the show. And so for me to be on the other side of this now, it's a real honor. It's a real privilege. Thank you so much. This is an incredible show and I'm thankful to be here.
Man, I tell you what, Nate, we are blessed to have you. And the reason why we're blessed to have you, Nate, is because you are a dynamic person of impact. Now, we got a lot to cover. As you know, the show flies, especially when you're dealing with somebody as high octane as you. But yeah, before we get into all of the nitty gritty, I want you to tell people how they can get up with you, Nate. That's so important. Tell people how they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Who Is Nate Dukes. If you'd like to pick up the book, you can go to Amazon right now and just type in "You'll Never Change."
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Greg's got us, man. Greg is he was already waiting in the wings with the stuff already in the chat. Thank you, Greg. You can find him on Facebook, Nate Dukes, and you can also go to youllneverchange.com and also Amazon to get the book, right, Nate?
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah, I want everyone right now to go, and if you're on Instagram, because he's the man knows social media and he's a social media mogul, go to Instagram, go to Facebook, and like Nate right now. Connect with him, because I'm telling you, you're going to want to be connected to a man like this. When you hear his story and you hear his comeback and you hear his the dynamics in which he did it in, you're going to want to be connected with him. So before we, now listen, I didn't prep you for this, Nate, in the pre-show, because we was just having such a good time. But just give us a quick snippet. Introduce yourself to our audience without telling us the whole story.
Yeah, for sure. So when COVID hit, all my excuses on why I couldn't write a book were ripped away from me. I knew I had a plan and a purpose on the inside of me.
Right.
And I really decided that now was going to be the time I was going to take advantage of that. They say a good book is the conversations that you have over and over and over again. And the question that I get constantly asked is, Nate, how do I create my own comeback? And so I took my story, the things that I've learned and my principles that I use to start from the bottom, create my own comeback and prove those negative voices wrong. I put it in a book so that anybody can pick it up. Anybody can read it. There's comeback challenges at the end of each chapter that are designed to get you to start to take some action right now to start to change your life. And so it came out June 1st. It went to number one on Amazon in its category, which was absolutely amazing. Yeah. I've been on this podcast tour, which has really blown me away. And I get to meet incredible people like this team right here doing an amazing job on this show. And I'm thankful for what I get to do. But the thing that I'm most proud of is that I have this Pay It Forward program where you can partner with me and buy a book for someone that you've never met. And you can literally be a part of somebody else's comeback story. And if you're interested in doing that, you can go to youllneverchange.com/payitforward. I plan on giving 1,000 books away this year. And the big vision for next year is I want to be able to get this book into 10,000 people's hands who cannot afford it.
Well, you know, I love that part. I read that on your website, and our team is going to participate in that. We want to help get some books paid forward. And so just we'll talk about that offline. But I want everyone, if you like to help get Nate's book, You'll Never Change, into the hands of some people. His goal is to give 1,000 books away this year, and it's us paying it forward. And so by purchasing a book, you are allowing Nate to give it away to someone else. And that is a really remarkable story. And listen, when you find out the backstory of Nate's life, you'd be hard pressed to figure out why he'd want to give anything away, right? So you're listening to Impacting Life 24/7. I am joined in the virtual studios by my friend, my homie from Ohio. You know I'm a Buckeye guy too.
That's right.
Nate Dukes up there in Youngstown, Ohio. You can go find him at youllneverchange.com. You can find him on Facebook, NathanDukes19. You can find him on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle again?
Who is Nate Dukes?
Who is Nate Dukes? And so I know who he is, but I'm gonna help introduce him to you guys tonight. So Nate, before we get to our first commercial break, which happens at 8:45, I think we got a few minutes. Tell us about your initial journey. You went to college, and college wasn't the thing for you, right?
Yeah. So to understand that period of my life, we got to understand how I grew up. So we were the poor family. We didn't have a whole lot. There was some poverty mindsets. I don't blame my parents for any of it. They were kids trying to raise kids. Mm-hmm. And some of those negative mindsets were passed down to us. I remember one Christmas, my mom came up to us and she said, "Hey, I just want you to be ready. There's not going to be a whole lot of presents underneath the tree this year for Christmas." And, you know, as a kid, that's never anything that you want to hear. But there was this really great church that came, and they bought my mom a bunch of gifts, and we had an amazing experience. But we also had this understanding that it didn't come from her. And so we were used to hand-me-downs and handouts and giveaways. And this really created this desire inside of me to escape the chaos of my childhood. I wanted to be able to create and build a life that I never had before. Right. And so when I went away to college at age 18, I thought that this was going to be the chance for me to create a whole new life. Right. But the problem was that I was still naive. I was still very young. I wasn't interested in letting anybody help me or teach me. I thought that I knew it all.
Hold on. I don't usually interrupt my guests when they're telling their story, but let's just go back and could you restate that again for the young folks out there who think they know everything, who may pass through this show from time to time? Go ahead and say that sentence one more time, Nate. Listen, Dukes.
There is a lot that you do know. You do know a lot. I want you to know that. And you have the world at your fingertips right now. But at that point in my life, I thought that I knew more than what I actually did. And it is actually okay to say this. It's okay to say, I don't know everything and I want to be teachable.
Right.
I want to learn from somebody else. That is okay to say.
Right.
It's not a hit to your ego. It's not a hit to your pride. It's really you saying that there is more out there for me. And I realize that I don't have enough life experience to say that I know it all.
Right.
Unfortunately, I didn't understand this principle back then. Mm-hmm. And I found myself trying to study, trying to learn, trying to apply myself. But I also found myself being drawn into this party scene. And that's when I was first introduced to alcohol. I was introduced to drugs. And I'll tell you, I had a really good time. I had a lot of fun at that period of my life.
Right, right.
But I also learned that what feels good in the moment isn't always good for your future. And so now I have two things that are competing. Mm-hmm. I've got my studies and I've got this party lifestyle, and they're fighting against each other. And all of a sudden I'm feeling like I'm losing control of my grades and keeping up with my classmates. And so I start taking prescription ADD medication. And I tell you, I felt like Superman. I was focused. I felt clear. I felt like I could accomplish things. And what started out as a weekend experience turned into a full-blown drug addiction at age 19, 20, and 21.
Wow. And so this was the tapestry or the backdrop that you had to deal with on top of trying to get an education, huh?
Absolutely. And so I'll be honest with you. I thought that I was going to try and find myself and better myself, but really what I found was a way to escape myself. Mm. The problem was, is that I wasn't happy on the inside. I was actually very broken. And so now I'm finding all these devices and substances that are allowing me to escape the fact that I was actually just a hurting person.
Right. Wow, man. And it was being masked by drugs and alcohol in college. My son, Chris King Jr., who getting ready to go in the Army in a few days, put some goats down there. What's up, brother? Yeah, my kids don't usually come on the show because this is dad's thing. So when I get a shout out from my son, I got to give him some love back. But I'm joined, ladies and gentlemen, by my good friend up here in Youngstown, Ohio, my friend Nate Dukes. He is the author of You'll Never Change. And I'm asking everyone that listens to the podcast, our podcast audience, which reaches 37 states, 23 countries, and is on 21 different platforms around the world. I want you to go to Nate Dukes, and you can find him on social media. You can go to youllneverchange.com and get a copy of his book. And he's sending me a copy, but it's going to be signed. I got to get the signed one, baby. You know what I'm saying? I got to get the signed. But also beyond that, I know we kind of we touched on it, but I want to get a better understanding, Nate, when we on the Don't Let Us Forget about the Pay It Forward program. So yeah. When we get to the top of the hour, I want you to kind of explain what you need us to do so that we can make that really happen. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you were partying, which, you know, a lot of college kids do, and you were doing your thing, but it came crashing down, huh?
Yeah. So after 4 years, I managed to come nowhere close to getting a degree. And I had to move back in with my parents. It was a walk of shame for me. And I don't know if anybody listening to this knows what a walk of shame is.
Yeah, I've seen
moving back in with my mom and dad, that was my walk of shame. Yeah. And, you know, there was this entrepreneurial spirit, there's something inside of me that said, create, build, there's more inside of you. And so I decided that I was going to start my own marketing company. And I just did okay with it. It wasn't spectacular, but it wasn't a failure quite yet either.
Right.
But what it did do for me is it opened up the opportunity for me to get into a bar and restaurant with a friend of mine who wanted to open one in downtown Youngstown, Ohio. And this touched on the entrepreneur inside of me. But this also touched on the party guy, that party lifestyle that I had fallen in love with.
Right. And let me just say this because before we go to the commercial break, because I want to save the second half of this for after the commercial. But he said something very key, ladies and gentlemen, especially to all my spiritual people out there. As you guys know, we are people of faith on Impacting Life 24/7. And he said he was having a good time. So sometimes we try to paint living life like it's fire and brimstone and unfun, but listen, sin is fun, y'all. Let's just be real. Let's get down to where the rubber meets the road. But in our formative years that Nate was going through, a lot of information, a lot of processes were coming toward him, and he had to make a lot of decisions. And those decisions, every choice has a consequence. And so Nate got into the restaurant business. And things took off. We're going to pick up at the restaurant business. What were you were doing a restaurant and a bar?
Yeah, bar and restaurant downtown Youngstown, Ohio.
A bar and restaurant at downtown Youngstown, Ohio. Let me see if I can share this screen here without messing everything up. And the reason why I'm sharing the screen is because for those of you who can't see, we're going to promote our sponsors. We're thankful for all of our sponsors. But the reason why we can have this show and have a guest like Nate on here is because of our amazing sponsors. And I want to just give you a quick word about our sponsors and all that they do. They make this show happen. They make everything that we do at Impacting Life really go. So let's hear a word about our sponsors. We have got to tell you about our amazing sponsors on Impacting Life 24/7 because they help us reach the world every single day. Michelle Perry is the host of the Successful Diligence podcast and best-selling author of The Pebble in My Shoe. You can connect with Michelle and get a copy of her book at SuccessfulDiligence.com. We're thankful that she is a gold sponsor. Paula Cousson is a gold sponsor, and she has dedicated her life to volunteering in community youth programs such as the Young Marines. Paula believes that the greatest asset each young person has is at least one caring adult in their life. Gregory Smith, he is a platinum sponsor. He is the author of 100 Simple Ways How to Manage a Property and Evidence Room. Get your copy of his book today by reaching out to Gregory Smith on Facebook or email him at smithg1963@yahoo.com. Adrienne Barker, she is a platinum sponsor, and she is the host of the Adrienne Barker Speaks podcast. She is a life coach and CEO of Professional Global Etiquette. Please connect with Adrienne at professionalglobaletiquette.com. Mr. Mike Black is a platinum sponsor from New Bern, North Carolina. Mike helps men throughout Eastern Carolina find and lead a faith-filled life. He is also the co-host of Impacting Life 24/7. He is a compassionate leader in his church and a devoted father and husband. Dr. Nate Dunlap Jr. is a platinum sponsor, and he is the executive director of the PRF Institute. He is the author of What's Next? Preparing for Eternity, and Don't Leave Me Like This, Inspiration to Leave a Legacy. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the PRF Institute is blessed to be that premier stewardship-based teaching ministry that truly responds to the needs of families and communities around the country. Find Dr. Dunlap and his amazing team at prfinstitute.org. Poet Katrina McCain, she is the author of Because She Decided to Love. This is a collection of poetry and prose about how love has impact on every relationship. Poet Katrina McCain is a platinum sponsor, and this book that she has detailed for us is a raw and uncut poetry ensemble that addresses themes of how we express love through loss, hurt, pain, and grief. Connect with her at poetkatrinamccain.com. If you'd like to become a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, it's very simple. Just go to clkingspeaker.com. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Go to clkingspeaker.com, and we back. Yeah! I'm telling you, we do everything over the top on this show, brother. When you go on your next podcast, I want you to have Impacting Life 24/7 as the high watermark. You hear me, Nate Dukes?
Absolutely, man. This is incredible.
So I'm joined in the virtual studios here by my good friend, my brother. I feel such a connected spirit with him because people of impact connect really easy because it's not about competition, man. It's about let's do something to change the world. Nate Dukes, he is the author of You'll Never Change. It is a book that details his life. We were getting into a portion of that. We're going to explore more, but I would like for you to go connect with Nate. You can go to youllneverchange.com. You can find him on social media and on Facebook, Nathan Dukes19. Is that correct, Nathan?
Yep, on Facebook and then at Instagram at Who Is Nate Dukes.
Who is Nate Dukes? Who is Nate Dukes on Instagram? And we're friends in all of those categories. So I'm stalking his every move, ladies and gentlemen, and you should too. So Nate, we were talking about you got into the restaurant business after dropping out of college. So you had you had that entrepreneurial spirit being fed, but it was also a reminder of the party life. So pick it up there.
Yeah. And so we took what was a failing business in the beginning and we turned it around into something that was what you would consider very successful. And all of a sudden I had access to more money than I had ever seen in my life. Now, this was not a life-changing amount of money, but for me, being the poor kid growing up, it felt like the world.
Right.
I had a really nice car. I had a beautiful apartment with high-rise ceilings in downtown. I was in social settings that I would have never had access to before. And I thought that once I got all of this stuff, that I would finally be happy. Right. That little kid who was broken inside of me would finally be content. And I found that once I got everything, I was still broken and I was still unhappy. And I started to try and fill that void with anything that I could get my hands on, because the success wasn't enough. The stuff wasn't enough. The people wasn't enough. And, you know, that's when the drug addiction really started to get out of control. And all of a sudden I'm taking 3, 4, 5 times the amount that was prescribed to me. And, now I'm actually going to the casinos and I'm gambling and I'm the classic definition of a bad gambler. I'll go and I will lose everything and I'll keep going back. And all of a sudden one night turned into another night, turned into every night. And it's not even the money that I'm chasing anymore. It's the high of winning and losing. And so over the course of about a year, I ended up gambling pretty much everything that I had away. I lost my apartment. I lost my car, and my personal accounts were empty, but the business bank accounts, they were still full.
Let me just interject one thing right there, because I know where you're going next. But he said something that was really profound. I this is why I love having people on the show. I'm joined by Nate Dukes, who is the author of You'll Never Change. And he said he was addicted to the high of winning and losing. You see, like it was a chase of the winning and losing, coming and going, doing and what I'm pulling from that is it wasn't even about necessarily the money, but it was just about the event. It was just about being in that arena, and he became addicted to that particular, you know, dichotomy, like, man, okay, the winning, the losing. And you can become addicted, ladies and gentlemen, to winning and losing. Mm. Ooh, Jesus, help us tonight. So anyway, there was money in the coffers at the job. So things were still okay for you, even though you lost everything gambling it away out of your
personal. Yeah, personally, I was broke, mm-hmm. but the business was still thriving.
Okay,
and so I started to move some money around and take off the top and not deposit everything. And I'm using that to fund my drug and gambling addiction. Mm. And I guess at the time I thought to myself, well, geez, isn't it my money anyways? I'm the business owner. Right. But we talked about this, is that you can't take business money and use it for personal investments.
Nope.
It's actually called embezzlement. And right. So here I am embezzling money from my own business. Right. And, we had several employees who worked for us, and my business partner came up to me and he said, Nate, it's payday. It's time to write the checks. And I just came clean to him in that moment. And I said, listen, if we write these, there's not going to be enough money in the accounts to cover them. And you could see the look on his face. He was frustrated. He was upset. He was confused. And then finally it all caught up to him. He realized that I had taken the payroll money the night before and I had gambled it all away. Mm. And he gave me an ultimatum at that point. And he said, you can either sign this business over to me and walk away from it free and clear, or I'm going to get lawyers involved and I'm going to press charges. And so at age 26 years old, I walked away from what was my life's work at that point. And I moved back in with my parents again. And my identity was being wrapped up in being a business owner when I didn't have that anymore. I didn't know who I was.
Right.
And I could hardly hold down a job. So I'd get a job as a local server somewhere at a restaurant. I would revert back to what I knew, which was stealing from the cash register. I would get caught for that, and then I'd get fired. And so this happened 3 different times. Finally, the last time I got fired from a job, I was walking around my parents' apartment complex. It was 3 in the morning. I'd just taken a handful of pills, and I was desperate enough to do something stupid. Mm-hmm. And I started looking for different vehicles that were unlocked. Really, I just wanted to get my hands on anything that I could take or that I could sell to feed this monster, this addiction that was driving me at that time. Yeah. And I ended up finding that the only car that was unlocked was a 1999 Buick LeSabre. And as I opened that car, I lifted up the center console. And inside that center console, I found the spare keys to that car. Because apparently that's where you keep the spare keys to a 99 Buick LeSabre. I thought to myself, maybe this is a chance to run away, a chance to escape. You know, I didn't wake up that morning thinking to myself, today's the day that I'm going to steal a car. But as you know, when you find yourself in the wrong place with the wrong headspace, you never know what is possible. And so I had a friend in Houston, Texas, who said, Nate, if you ever find a way to get down here, I'll help you start your life over. So I packed up 5 garbage bags of clothes and I headed for Houston, Texas. I made it halfway, right outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I had been up for 3 days at this point, and I just wanted to get some sleep. So I pulled into a gas station in a small town of Ashland City, Tennessee. And I closed my eyes and I was woken up at 9 a.m. to 3 really loud bangs on the driver's side window. A stranger's hand reached into the car. It pulled me out, put me in handcuffs, and sat me in the back of a cop car. And the weight of every decision that I had made sat on my chest like a ton of bricks.
Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Life is about choices. And if you don't think that choices have consequences, listen to my friend's story. He details more of this in his book, You'll Never Change. And I'm joined by Nate Dukes. You can go find his book at youllneverchange.com. And I just feel I felt the weightiness of what you just told us, because it's almost like you were at your wit's end. One decision after the next wound up becoming a compound of bad decisions.
That's right.
And it finally caught up with you. The thing that Nate and I did joke about just very lightly, but it was funny, that he stole a Buick LeSabre. I had to tell my staff, guys, that Nate loses all cool points because he lifted a Buick LeSabre. Greg, man, Nate has no more cool points, bro. And then got caught. I'm like, I told him, I said, who would be looking for a Buick? Anyway, if you can't laugh, I don't take myself so seriously, but you know what? That in the moment, it probably wasn't funny, but thank God now that we can, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So you got put in the back of a cop car, and what happens next?
Yeah. So, all of a sudden I realized I'm in trouble, and, there are some thoughts that ran through my head. It was the thought that what my business partner had told me, there were thoughts of what people who I had taken advantage of told me, but I found that the loudest voices are oftentimes the ones that are in our own head.
Right.
And this thought was the one that was premier. It was this thought, this thing that just kept saying, you'll never change. Mm. This is who you are now. This is your life. These are the decisions you've made, and nothing's ever going to change.
Wow.
And so they took me to Cheatham County Jail, where I spent 6 months of my life. Ooh. And it was an eye-opening experience for me. It was a pod-style facility. So I shared this pod with 16 guys. There were 8 bunk beds. There was 3 tables. There were 2 toilets, but there was no windows.
Mm. And you were in jail for 6 months. And I imagine that at this particular stage, it's like, okay, I can't get much lower than this. So, but you told me off camera that this was probably one of the better things that happened to you, huh?
This was absolutely the top 5 best experiences of my life. It gave me an opportunity to think to myself, who do I want to be when I got out here? Mm-hmm. And even though there were no chances to get out, once a month they offered us an opportunity to go to something called a church service. Now, I wasn't interested in going to church, but I was interested in getting out of that pod.
Yeah.
And so there, we walked down this long hallway. Off to the left-hand side, there were 16 folding chairs set up. And in walked this really, really old guy who started to tune up a really, really old guitar. And he started to strum the song. As he's tuning it, he's strumming it. He looks at us and he says, fellas, the only difference between me and you is that I never got caught. And he starts to sing the song, Amazing Grace. And it goes, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Yeah. And I looked around this room, man, and I saw guys who had hurt people, taken advantage of other people with tears streaming down their face. And I just remember crying out to God in that moment saying, God, if it is possible to change, I want to, but I need your help. And that was really the catalyst moment. That was a spiritual awakening moment for me that said, your life doesn't have to keep looking the way that it has.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, Nate. Wow, I feel the Holy Ghost on that, because, you know, the deal is that you're in prison, you're confined, and someone, the reason why I feel like I felt God in your story is because I've done prison ministry before, and I've spoken in quite a few prisons to quite a few prisoners, and that message is so true, what he said. The only difference between me and you is that I didn't get caught, and thank God that, you know, God was not finished with you.
That's,
you know,
right.
Humanity may turn their back on us, but thank God that he was not finished with you. And in that time, in that 6 months, I don't think I could spend 6 days or 6 minutes in prison, because I'm too domesticated, y'all. But Nate did it. And Nate is my guest. He is the author of You'll Never Change. And I would love for you guys to go get a copy of his book at natedukes.com. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Instagram. And really, you can find his story probably just through his words. They resonate with all of us guys, that just, if it wasn't for a few good breaks, that could have been us very well in the back of that police car. So what I'm going to do before we go into the next half of his life, because the next half really blew me away, is that we want to talk again about our sponsors. Our sponsors are really the reason why we can come to you every night and have this show, Impacting Life 24/7. So we put them up on the screen. We want you to see who they are. We hold them, they hold us accountable, and we hold them accountable as well. And they really help us make this show work. And so if I can get my computer to work, you will be able to see them. And this commercial that we do, it's because they are at a sponsorship level, and we do this every time we have the show, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. The sponsors get a commercial that are platinum and gold. So here's another half of what our sponsors do. Every time you hear Impacting Life 24/7, it is brought to you in part by our amazing sponsors. Donald Skip Mondragon II, MD, is a platinum sponsor, and he is a 26-year Army veteran, National Veterans Wrestling Champion, a speaker, and author. He is the author of Wrestling Depression is Not for Wimps, Lessons Learned from an Amateur Wrestler's Fight to Triumph Over Depression. Contact him and book him today at WrestlingIsNotForWimps.com. The Underdog Ninja Foundation are platinum sponsors. This was founded in 2020 by Javi and Jessica Madrigal, a husband and wife team that have been battling and overcoming heart disease for 18 years. Their personal story and experiences have led them to follow the calling of empowering, educating, and supporting those fighting heart disease. They have a remarkable platform and a dynamic story. Contact this amazing team at underdogninja.org. Belinda Tyson Linder has spent decades investing in people from all different backgrounds. She is a platinum sponsor. She has led inner city programs for disadvantaged youth, as well as being a mentor to young adults, married couples, individuals facing adversity. Belinda and her husband have built multiple 6- and 7-figure businesses and have trained leaders on having tenacity and character. Ultimately, Belinda cares about people. Bettina Carey is a platinum sponsor. Bettina Carey is a 4'9½" Latina. She inspires and empowers women to create big results. They shatter their earning ceiling, kick self-imposed limitations to the curb, and live their legacies now. Whether she's coaching from a live or virtual stage or conferencing with a small cohort of bold women or men on the rise across from a conference table, her championship strategies and straight talk compel women and men to find their whole new gear and succeed beyond their wildest imaginations. Connect with Bettina today at weempoweryourlife.com. You've heard it here, folks. All of these people help us with Impacting Life 24/7. If you would like to join them, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to clkingspeaker.com. clkingspeaker.com, baby. Yes. And listen, I said a post about this earlier this week. I said, you know what? Maybe it was last week. I can't remember. I said, if I don't get there by promoting myself, I believe God's going to get me there by promoting others. And that's why we created this platform, guys. We created this platform because we wanted it to be a place that we can lift other people up, man. With a story like Nate Dukes has, man, it can't help but lift you up when you hear the impact that was placed on his life at the lowest point of his life. And now where he is today is truly, truly, truly remarkable. I'm joined, for those of you who can't see him, the handsome young man up there in Youngstown, Nate Dukes. And you can go connect with him. He is the author of You'll Never Change. You can go to youllneverchange.com, connect with Nate Dukes. Y'all have heard. Now, I done told y'all, go, and if you are on our live, go like his Facebook, connect with him on Instagram, and let us know you did. I think somebody did earlier tell me that they connected with you or reached out to you, Nate. So that's what this is all about, brother. We're all about connecting people. And if Nate becomes a multimillionaire because of the exposure that he got from this show, he gonna at least give me a signed copy of his book. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, brother. You're coming with me. You're coming with me.
That's right, brother. We go up, we going up together. So, Nate, you get incarcerated and you're getting ready to get let out. God has pulled the scales off of your eyes. So Now let's go through the second half of this story, because it's really truly remarkable. So what happens next, Nate?
Yeah, so I have this spiritual awakening, this spiritual moment in jail. And I remember crying out to God saying, if it is possible to change, I want to, because this is not the life that I want to live anymore. And so when I got out of jail, after 6 months, they gave me a felony theft over 1,000, because you're not allowed to steal cars and drive them across the country. I learned that the hard way.
Even though that car probably wasn't worth 1,000, but let's keep let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Go ahead, man.
And so when I came home, my little sister, she was 21 years old at the time. She could have said really anything. Hey, right. Do you want to go celebrate? Do you want to go party? I haven't seen you in forever, big brother. Let's go do something.
Right.
But she said, hey, you know, I found this really great church. Do you want to come check it out? Mm. And I said, no, I'm not interested. And she said, well, it's better than anything else you've been doing for a while, so why don't you give it a shot? Mm. And the truth is that she was right. And so I walked through the doors of Rust City Church in Niles, Ohio, a very broken and messy person. And I'll tell you, man, that's where I was first introduced to this idea that God wanted to have a relationship with me. And he wasn't there to punish me when I messed up. He wasn't there to make sure that I was staying out of trouble, but he just wanted to do life with me. Mm. More than anything, he just wanted to have a relationship.
Right.
And so even though I was a messy person at that time, there were some people that were willing to get messy with me. Yeah. And I'll tell you, I got obsessed with this idea of how do you create sustainable change? Because I tried to change in the past, but it didn't work. And I got really, really interested in how do I create the best version of myself? So I wanted to take a year of my life and commit it to making all of the best decisions, because the truth is that I'd been made a whole lot of bad decisions up to this point. I knew what the result of that was,
right?
But I had no idea what my life could look like if I tried to stack up some really good choices.
Yeah.
And I could always go back if I wanted to. I could always go back to messing up, to breaking hearts, to hurting people, to taking advantage of others.
Right.
I was really serious about what could a year of my life being moving in the right direction, what could that look like? And I wanted to become the best version of me emotionally, mentally. I wanted to heal from a lot of the pain and the hurt. I wanted to repair the relationship that I had with me, because God had forgiven me, but I still hadn't forgiven myself yet. Mm. I wanted to become the best version of me physically. So I wanted to get a hold of my health. What does that look like? Taking back control of my health physically. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get control of my finances and really get serious about this, because even though I'd started businesses, I don't know that I really understood financial literacy and how to have more money at the end of the month instead of more month at the end of the money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I wanted to become the best son. I wanted to become the best friend. I wanted to really improve the quality of my relationships of those who were closest with me. And I'll tell you, several years removed from that, I realized that this wasn't just a one-year process, but this is an ongoing thing that I'm constantly doing. And now, geez, my life looks nothing like what it used to. And so I've got to share some of this, but you know, I lead hundreds of volunteers at my local church. I got married last year to the love of my life. Her name is Jenna. We bought our first investment property last year, and we're looking at acquiring a second one here very shortly. I've sat on the board of a nonprofit for underprivileged youth. And really for the last 18 months, this has been an 18-month project that I've been working on. It's been this book that has been designed to help other people who feel stuck, who feel like, man, my life is just too messy to change. Yeah. Or man, I think that there's something more inside of me, but I don't know how to get there. This book is designed to help you start from the bottom and create your own comeback story. And it's called You'll Never Change. And it came out June 1st, and it's been an amazing roller coaster ride since then.
Man, I love it, man. And you know, Jessica Madrigal, one of our platinum sponsors, says she loves what your sister said better than what you had been doing. That's and you have an awesome story is what she said. And Jessica is making an impact in the world of health and wellness and also about faith. One thing that I you know, people can argue with whatever your faith is, right?
Yep.
Let me just pastor for a minute.
Come on, man.
They can argue with whatever your pedigree is, whatever your, but they cannot argue with the experience and the results, right? Nobody would dare question you going to church back when you was clubbing and stealing out the cash drawer and all that. Nobody's questioning that. You was a part of the scene. That's the normal thing to do, right? Juking and jiving in the club. But the minute and I'm just talking to y'all out there in the Impact Life 24/7 land. The minute that someone says, "Man, I feel a shift, and my shift is toward God," well then now we got to psychoanalyze that, man. Y'all better quit analyzing everything, and just put, because the faith turned this man around. Okay, I'm done.
That's right.
Let me quit fussing at my people. So he's got this book, ladies and gentlemen. I got Nate Dukes in the virtual studios with me. Nate Dukes is the author of You'll Never Change. And I asked him offline, you know, what is what's the genesis behind that title? Because it really did capture my attention when I first reached out to, when we connected with each other. I saw his book and I'm just like, you'll never change. Boy, that's really uplifting. But then you got to read the subtitle. What's the subtitle say?
It says, create your comeback and prove them wrong.
Create your comeback, ladies and gentlemen, and prove them wrong. That's what, man, I'm talking about. That subtitle right there is just like a grand slam, because you talked about things that you had to create a comeback for, right? Talked about yourself. Like, you had to heal. You had to take care of Nate, too. Now, one thing that I was going to ask you during that, when you were listing those things, is how was it going back to maybe some of the people, or did you do that, or was that possible for you to mend some of the relationships or hurt that had been as a result of maybe some of your choices?
Yeah, that's a vital part of this, is going back and starting to repair some of the damage of our past. That can be so intimidating, because we don't know how people are going to respond to that.
Right.
That's the biggest pushback I often get, is I don't know what they're going to say. And that's okay, because we are not responsible for how people respond. What we're responsible for is our side of the street. And the only thing that we can do is keep it clean.
Right.
And so I wanted to make sure that I went back and I, at least at the very minimum, acknowledged the fact that I had done something wrong,
right,
and that who I was is not who I am now. And then from there, if they were open to having a conversation, talking about, okay, how do I actually start to repair this? How do I make amends, is what it's called in some circles. And so for me, it was difficult. I remember one of the first time that I did it, this lady, she chewed me out. She ripped me open.
Really?
But I deserved it.
Right.
And this is what I want some of us to get here while we're listening, is that there are going to be people from your past who know a version of you that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm.
And that's okay.
Right.
Because we've given them every reason to think what they do. But now it's our responsibility to give them a new reason to think a new reality. We want to show them that we have changed, that we are different. And now it may take time, because credibility is only created through consistency. Ooh. So they're not going to just be interested by what you say, but they're also going to be looking at what you do. The fruits of your life is going to what shows the real change. And so I just wanted to go, I wanted to encourage somebody, you're going to have to go on a journey of staying. This is a consistent, long time. The hardest four-letter word any of us are ever going to hear is wait. Mm. It's hard. I wish that there was a life hack. I wish I could give you something that says, here, we're going to speed this up.
Go ahead, brother.
But for some of us, the microwave burrito lifestyle is over.
Yeah.
And it's time for that crock pot or that slow cooker or that smoker, that smoke barbecue that takes a long time. I know what it's like up there in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
I understand.
Yes, sir.
But there's something special when something takes time.
Well, that's
powerful.
And
when you try to rush through this, it's only going to end badly.
Adrian Barker, one of our, I'm sorry, I think Adrian had commented earlier, but I see this is why I need to wear my glasses. Adrian Delgado, who has been on our show before, she said, what an amazing mindset shift. What would my life look like if for 1 year I made the right decisions? God is using you and your story to change lives, Nate. You're making an impact, Nate. I want you to hear these words of affirmation from people saying powerful, a version that does not exist. People feel what you're saying, Nate. And listen, I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret, because you guys know every Friday, last Friday of the month, we do Midnight Motivation, where we bring in four speakers from around the country. Well, we just signed Nate to be one of our keynote speakers in September. So Nate is going to come and bring the pain, and I feel like he's just warming us up for when he turns loose in September. And so you wrote this book. You wanted it to do two things. You are using your story, but you answer the questions that you pose in the chapters, right? So let's go through a few. We got about 15 minutes, and we're going to get as much out of this as we can. So chapter one, what's the first chapter about? What's its title?
The first chapter is the same title of the book. So it's You'll Never Change.
Right.
And each chapter title is a lie or a question that I asked myself. It was a thought that was running around in my brain that I had to wrestle with, and I had to find a way to overcome, and I had to find a way to tell myself a different story, because I was stuck in this loop of inconsistency and bad patterns and bad decision-making. And so the second question is how did I get here?
That's chapter number two.
How did I get here? Because the reality is you don't wake up in the morning saying, today is going to be the day that I completely ruin my life.
Boy, that is so good, Nate. Yeah, I was talking to my son about that. We were doing our ride along, because I take him to work before he can go to the Army and get his own car, and I ain't got to drive around no more. But I've said, you know, sometimes we think that a person just wakes up and all of a sudden now their life is the way it is. You know, they've decided to walk out, or their marriage is falling apart instantly, or whatever the case may be. But no, it's a slow fade, brother. It is. And then sometimes you like, wow, I didn't even realize what manner of man I had become. So that was chapter number two. It says, well, how did I get here?
Yeah. Chapter number three is, what is wrong with me?
Mm.
Because I was convinced that I was the root cause of all my problems. I was just a terrible person. I was bad. I was wrong. I was a mistake. And just because you've made some mistakes in your life, mm-hmm. it does not mean that you are one. And so this chapter really breaks that concept down.
I love that, just because you've made some mistakes. Y'all, boy, he's giving some nuggets. I got to keep promoting him, ladies and gentlemen. You got to get this book in your hands. You'll Never Change. And get it, and get a couple of them, and give them away to some people. Because I know some young people, because you guys know we deal with hundreds and thousands of young people every year that have asked some of these questions and said some of these things. What's wrong with me? And I'm sure Nate, after experiencing the rock bottom, the bottom falling out of his life, is saying, you know, what's wrong with me, right? And that you'll find these nuggets and these remedies in his book, You'll Never Change. And all you got to do is go to You'll Never Change. Amazon.com to get a copy of it. So that was chapter four. What's five?
This is the end.
Oh my.
it's highlighting the moment when I found myself at the back of that cop car.
Ah.
And then the next chapter talks about how God doesn't care. That was a lie that I told myself. I thought that God had given up on me, because the truth was, is that I had given up on myself. And so this is the part where I talk about that spiritual awakening and how it's not that God doesn't care, but he's this brilliant story writer. And if we give him access, our story doesn't have to end here. And just because there's a bad chapter doesn't mean it's a bad book. Okay.
Come on, somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all hear that from my man, Nate Dukes. That's exactly right. He says that God is this awesome story writer. And guess what? He's still writing our story out. I'm so thankful he didn't throw the pencils away when he was working on me, Nate.
That's right.
Next chapter.
They'll never trust me again. Chapter after this, it says, I can't do this. These are all lies that I had told myself. Anytime you start to, this is on the other side of my comeback, I'm sick of fake friends. And it really outlines the fact that who you surround yourself with is who you become. So if you don't like the way that your life is looking, why don't we look at our friend circles for just a moment? Science will tell us that you make the average amount of money of the five people you surround yourself with. Psychology will tell us that we'll make the average amount of decisions of the people that we surround ourselves with. And so I want to make sure that I have the right voices in my life to make the right choices in my life.
Ooh, that's good. And see, this is why I hang around with Greg, because everybody know Greg is independently wealthy and he's been rolling with me. I mean, I've been the broke dude with seven kids. So that's why I hang around Greg, because he's so wealthy. I'm like, let some of that rub off on me, Lord. Yeah, but that's very, very good in terms of, you know, and I talk to my boys about that. I talk to my girls about that. That, and this may sound arrogant, but it's not. Let me just kind of say from my perspective of what he just said. I don't have, even though I've got thousands of friends socially, I may have five or six friends that I can pick up the phone and call every day, that we talk all the time, that we hang out. We are what you just said, brother. We are alike in every description, man. So that's very, very powerful. And if you don't like maybe the way things are going, maybe you should check your surroundings. That's powerful, Nate. Next chapter.
They said I'll never make a comeback.
Mm.
And then the chapter after that says, can I trust myself? Starting to deal with the interpersonal relationship that I have with me. So here's the thing that I want you to understand is that, you know, the relationship with me is the second most important relationship in my life. The first one is with God.
Right.
The second one is the relationship that I have with myself. And I will say that it might even be more important than the relationship with my wife, only because when I'm good with me, I'm a better husband.
Ooh, yeah.
When I'm good with me, I'm a better friend.
Right.
When I'm good with me, I'm a better leader. When I'm good with me, I'm a better speaker.
Right.
I'm a better version of myself when I am good with me. And so I talk about this moment in my life where I had to look at past Nate, who had made mistakes, who had hurt people, who had taken advantage of. And I had to look at him in the face and say, even though you've ruined our life, I still love you and I still forgive you. And I can't help but wonder what some of our lives would look like if we took it easy on ourselves for just a moment and just said, you know what? I forgive myself for the things that I've done, because living in the past does nothing for us, right, because there's nothing back there for us. And so I want to begin to really forgive myself and then start to trust myself again and build up some self-confidence and some consistency and create a better relationship with me so that I can start to create better relationships with other people.
See, you guys, you know, we've had people on our show that are health experts. And one of the things that I've heard throughout 2020 and throughout 2021 is self-care. And it really, if you're not good with you, you can fake it with everybody else, but the real hurricane is within yourself.
And, that's right.
He said something really cool. He said, don't be so hard on yourself. I talked about this in a post the other day about gracelessness, being hard on others and being hard on ourselves, man. Let's have some grace on ourselves too. Very, very good. Next chapters.
And this is the final chapter. It says, prove them wrong. And this is my encouragement to you. Here's the thing. I believe that everything that you have inside of you is the ability to change. I think God has placed a purpose and a destiny inside of you to start from the bottom, to build your life back brick by brick. And you're not going to quit this time. You're not going to give up, because giving up has never gotten you anywhere that you want to go. But I need you to understand something. It doesn't matter what I think about you. It matters what you think about you. And so I really want your perspective to start to shift, to say that I do believe in myself. I can change. I do have the ability to create a new life. I can start to make some new decisions. I am in control of my future. I can create a vision for my life that is so compelling that I get excited to wake up every single morning, because it's not about success. It's about fulfillment. And so that's my final chapter. That's my encouragement, that you can change and you can prove them wrong.
Man, that is so powerful, Nate. You can change and you can prove them wrong. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering how to get your hands on this, I'm really imploring you. This book is really remarkable because of the realness of it. You heard the titles of those chapters. How did I get here? What's wrong with me? You'll never change. And Nate was asking those questions of himself. And then he goes into detail about how those are just lies that he was telling himself, and he pulled himself out of it. Nate, before we go, because you still got to give a motivational speech at the end. That didn't count right there, brother. Yeah. Until you hear the music, the show ain't over. what do we need to do to help pay it forward? Because Nate has a program called Pay It Forward. In relation to the book. So can you give us a quick explanation of that?
Yeah. So one of the cool things that I get to do, the real joys of my life, is I get to go to different rehab and recovery facilities and share my message. And I get to go there and I get to hand them a copy of this book. And I say, but this is not from me. This is not a gift from me. This is a gift from somebody that's never met you before, but they believe in you and they believe in your story. And you should see the tears that start to happen. This one guy named Craig, who told me that he read it, he said, I read it, and for the first time, it felt like somebody understood what I was going through. And so if you would like to be a part of somebody else's comeback story, if you'd like to partner with me, you can go to youllneverchange.com/payitforward. You can buy a book for someone that you've never met. You can buy a couple if you feel inspired to, and you will help somebody else begin to destroy those lies, break through some of those lies that they've been telling themselves for a really long time. And we'll get this hands in the book of people who need it the most that probably will never buy it for themselves.
Wow, that's powerful. So go to youllneverchange.com/payitforward. Greg, if you could put that in there, brother, just so people can see it who will maybe view this later. Of course, we will put all of this in our show notes for those listening to the podcast on Impacting Life 24/7. We'll have that in there. So you go to youllneverchange.com/payitforward. And then from there, it'll give you instructions on what to do from there, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you can just rest assured that on behalf of our sponsors of Impacting Life 24/7, we are going to participate in this. Yeah. They're not just giving money just for me to look so smooth, which that doesn't do that anyway, but we are taking these funds and we're making an impact, whether it be giving free services to schools or participating in events like this. Our sponsors help with that. So Impacting Life 24/7 is going to be a part of the Pay It Forward event. And Greg, thank you for putting that in there. Again, just go to youllneverchange.com/payitforward, right?
That's right.
Wow. What a tremendous show that we've had tonight. This is the time just has flown, and I'm just amazed at how this story really, you know, it has inspired so many people that have come on and off on our live. I know it's going to inspire hundreds more on our podcast. And Nate Dukes, you can go to youllneverchange.com. He is the author of You'll Never Change. But then the subtitle says what?
Create your comeback and prove them wrong.
Create your comeback and prove them wrong. Silence your critics, ladies and gentlemen. But he does that out of humility. He talked about going around and speaking with people and repairing some of the damages and hurt feelings. And people are human. One of the things that I also want to say is that Nate is not just staying in the garrison. He's going out in the field. That's he's right. going into the rehab areas. He's going into places where people, some of us sanctified folks, won't go. And I talked about this the other day, and I've talked about it in a keynote speech about Hacksaw Ridge, where the soldier said, "Lord, help me go get one more." Sometimes we look so much internally with the garrison, we're in the comfort and confines of where we worship or fellowship, that we forget that there's a hurting world out there that needs someone that will go into the front lines with a book that says you'll never change, but guess what? Your comeback's gonna prove them wrong. Sometimes we got to get out of our comfort zone and get into the battle zone. Great, great, great story. I'm going to turn the floor over to you for about 45 seconds. I want you to give a word of encouragement to all of our listeners around the world. This is Nate Dukes coming to you live. Go ahead, Nate.
If I can encourage you with one thing, it is this, that the power of gratitude has the ability to change things in your life. And before you write this off as another gratitude list or another guy that's talking to you about being grateful in all situations, just hear me out. Gratitude reminds us that what we have is enough, but more importantly, that we are enough. And who you were is not who you are now. And you have the ability today to make new decisions that will start to create a new life for you. Gratitude doesn't necessarily change your surroundings, but it does change you. And so today, tomorrow, and the next day after that, I just want to encourage you, take a moment, maybe two, and if you're honest with yourself, you can find maybe one thing, maybe two things that you're grateful for, and watch as it begins to change your life.
Ooh, yes, Lord, help me to be grateful. I'm grateful that God brought us together. Nate, I'm thankful that here you are all the way up in Ohio, the land of my nativity. We connected. I did an interview with Nate while he was on vacation. That has never happened. A pre-interview with him on vacation, and Greg and I said, man, this guy's the real deal, and he is. You've heard him be put in jail for stealing a 90-something Buick LeSabre. That he will never get to live down. When we meet one day and have dinner, I will joke you about it in person. But more importantly, what he did was he took that mess and brought it before the feet of Jesus, and Jesus took care of it and turned his life around. Married, investment properties, doing great, an author, kids on the way. We're speaking that into existence.
That's
And so, Nate, I really appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to hearing you again our last Friday in September, and we'll have you back throughout the year to inspire some more people with your amazing story. Ladies and gentlemen, go to youllneverchange.com to get a copy of the book, or go to youllneverchange.com/payitforward to be a part of his Pay It Forward program. Tremendous, tremendous man. Man of faith, man of valor. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Nate.
Thank you, man. This was incredible. Blown away by this show. I still love it. I'm still a fan. I can't wait to be back for more.
Well, look, if you go to Apple, make sure you give us a rating, brother. Give us some thumbs up. Absolutely. And a statement, brother.
Absolutely.
Tell them Impact of Life is where it's at, y'all. All right, man. We appreciate you. God bless you, man. Have a good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So you heard it here. You heard it here that you probably heard the voices that says you'll never change. You may have said it yourself. You'll never change. And Nate is the author of the book called You'll Never Change. But it doesn't end there. And so I would love for you guys to go connect with that young man, the work that he's doing. But this is what Impacting Life truly is about. If you guys ever wonder what our show is about, that's what it's about. Adversity and life happens. I told the students this the other day, yesterday. Adversity will come, but no matter the adversity, you still can make it. And Nate Dukes is an example of somebody who went through adversity. Some of it self-inflicted. And all of us can attest to that we have our own adversity that was self-inflicted. But man, when you hit rock bottom and there's nowhere else to go, you got to flat on your back. There's no other place to look but up. And I appreciate that he's unapologetic about his faith. And he's doing such a great job with his family, his businesses, his investment properties now. Man, what a turnaround. Impacting Life is truly 24/7. We will be off tomorrow, but we will be back Wednesday. I will have in the studio with me the one and only VP, along with the young lady that we had a couple shows ago, maybe a month or so ago. Jaslyn, you guys know her, the young lady who's needing a kidney transplant. We got a really special show lined up for her. She'll be joining us as well. And I would love for you guys to tune in. I'm going to put out a promotional tomorrow. I'd love for you guys to share and be a part of it. Greg has put together an amazing benefits concert to help raise funds for her with this kidney transplant. We'll tell you all the details about that and why it's important and how you can be a part of it. We're really talking about impacting life, ladies and gentlemen. And when you talk about an impactor, if that's a word, Greg Smith is the guy on the ground. He is boots on the ground. If he sees a need, he will get out and meet it. Whenever I have something come up with the show, he's like, Hey, what do you need? I'll send you this. Here, you need this. He's that type of person. And this young lady who is in need of a kidney, Greg has hit the ground running to help raise the thousands of dollars needed for to have this surgery. So tune in Wednesday. We'll be off tomorrow. We'll be back in the studios Wednesday for another dynamic episode, a special episode with Greg Smith and Jaslyn. We're going to talk about her kidney transplant journey and how you can be a part of it. Okay, thank you so much. I hope you have a great night.